RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo arrived in India. Celebration of International Maulid Haji at Ancol. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo and his entourage have arrived in Palm Airport, New Delhi, India on Monday. President Joko Widodo and the First Lady Iryana Joko Widodo were welcomed by the Indian Chief Protocol Officer and Indonesian Ambassador to India, Rizal Wilmar Indra Kesuma. President Joko Widodo will spend 2 days in India before continuing his walking visit to Iran. On the first day, he will have a bilateral meeting with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Indian President Pranab Mukherjee. Afterwards, he will meet with a number of Indian company CEOs as well as have a lunch with the staff of Indonesian embassy and Indonesian diasporas in New Delhi. President Joko Widodo is accompanied by Coordinating Minister for Economy First Darmin Nasution and State Secretary Minister Pratikno and Chief of Investment Coordinating Board BKPN Thomas Trikasi Lempong. International Maulid, the birthday of Islamic Prophet Muhammad, celebration is held at Ancol Beach City, North Jakarta on Monday. The activity is initiated by Yayasan Para Kita Bersama held from morning till night. Chairman of Yayasan Para Kita Bersama, Baharudin Nursadi, in a statement on Sunday that the implementation of International Festival Maulid take place by involving many parties including some friendly countries. He explained that the idea to hold the festival is from the spirit to preserve and to widely promote the uniqueness of celebration of Maulid in two coastal villages, namely in Cikoan and Patene in South Sulawesi, to the national and international community. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Committee for International Maulid Celebration, Eka Sastra, said that in addition to introducing the uniqueness of the two villages, the celebration is also used to promote tourism in South Sulawesi society, especially related to religious values and culture. An intelligence analyst, Susanintias Kertapati, urged the government officials must trade down social organization against Pancasila, which became the license of Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, ISIS, in Indonesia. She said in Jakarta on Sunday that the possibility of some groups of ISIS has grown through social organizations in Indonesia. She also said several community organizations have received basic understanding of ISIS. He warned the government through the police, army, and National Counterterrorism Agency, BNPT, to combat against terrorism. National Intelligence Agency, BIN, should anticipate various radicalisms which had similar ideology with ISIS. Previously, Chief of Armed Forces, TNI General Gatot Nurmanto, remarked that ISIS is trying to build its forces in the Philippines that becomes the headquarters in the region. He also pointed out that ISIS target in the southern Philippines as a new force in Southeast Asian region has the potential to spread to Indonesia. He reminded Indonesia to be aware of threat of terrorism movement as the Philippines is not too far from Sulawesi and Kalimantan. Bali Hijau Lestari Foundation, YBHL, and the Asian Green Forest Network Japan AGFN held Bali Reforestation Festival 2016 by planting trees in Batu region, Kintamani, Bali. Director General of Indonesian Sustainable Forest Management, the Environment and Forestry Minister Ida Bagus Putra Pratama expressed his appreciation for YBHL in conducting the activity. He said on Monday that he was proud of witnessing the younger generation saving Bali and the environment. He also said that this is incredible and such initiatives must be continued. The 2016 Bali Reforestation Festival, that was the 8th event, was supported by a number of public elements, namely individual organizations, school as well, private and state companies such as the Asia Pulp Paper APP, Sinarmas. Personnel of the National Police Densus 88 Counterterrorism Squad searched a shop belonging to a suspected terrorist, Nur Solihin, on Jalan Semen Romo, Cimahi, Sukoharjo, Central Japan, Sunday. For 2-hour search, the police confiscated documents, street banners, and motorcycle. Supervising the search, Sukoharjo Police Chief Ruminio Ardano refused to give more details on confiscated items. He only confirmed one of the terrorist suspects arrested in Bekasi West, Java recently was a Sukoharjo resident. Apart from Nur Solihin, Agus Supriyadi, another terrorist suspect previously arrested by Densus 88 personnel, was also reportedly from Sukoharjo. Sunday's search by the anti-terror squad was to follow this previous search at Nur Solihin's house in Pajan, Luwengan, Surakarta on the same day. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. A member of a commission of the House of Representatives, DPR, Ahmad Zainuddin, wants the government to strengthen diplomacy at the international level related to Indonesian migrant workers and discuss with countries which become the main destinations. Inter-minister has to coordinate with each other, including how the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs should establish a strong diplomacy to give a clear fish position. Ahmad Zainuddin, in a press release on Sunday, said that the problem related to the protection of migrant workers is quite complex, so it cannot be handled by a single party. In this case, the regional governments, together with the relevant minister and central government, should establish strong communication. He emphasized that the strengthening of diplomacy can be achieved by stopping sending workers to countries that do not yet have rules of law that are clearly against migrant workers. Sultan Iskandar Muda International Airport will operate for 24 hours in order to guarantee the continuity of the aid sent to earthquake victims in PD Jaya District, Aceh. President Rakupiti Angkasa Pura II Muhammad Awaluddin says the airport is operational up to 6 p.m. Indonesian Western Time or 10 p.m. Indonesian time. The 24-hour operational standby will be implemented until the conditions are considered conducive. It said on Monday that Angkasa Pura II hopes the 24-hour standby at the Sultan Iskandar Muda International Airport can assist all parties so that the earthquake aftermath can be handled well. Awaluddin also explained that Angkasa Pura II has also placed Halim Perdana Kusuma International Airport on standby to serve the special flights in humanitarian mission, disaster management, and assistance for PD Jaya victims. The last item, as many as 636,466 vehicles left Jakarta on Saturday, December 10, 2016. This was reported by state-owned highway operator company PT Jasa Marga. They left Jakarta through Jagorawi Toll, Jakarta Tangerang, and Jakarta Cikampek. APP Corporate Communication of PT Jasa Marga, Dwi Mawan Heru, said the traffic was increasing during the day. They said in a written statement on Sunday that it grew 19.6% averagely compared to normal day's traffic. The surge of the cars that passed through Cibubur Utama Toll Gate of Jagorawi Toll Road heading to Bogor and the vicinity was about 110,382. The number raised 28.9% compared to regular traffic activity. That's news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, our commentary today entitled Psychological Impact of Earthquake Victims in Aceh. On December Wednesday 7 at around 5:03 p.m. local time, an earthquake with a magnitude of 6.5 on Richter scale struck the districts of PD, PD Jaya, Birend, and Samalanga, Aceh province. Until now, according to data from the National Board for Disaster Mitigation, BNPB, estimated that the death toll has reached 103 casualties, not to mention other material losses. However, apart from that, there should be also the impact of an earthquake for psychiatric condition of the Achenese people. The earthquake this time has revived the memories of Achenese people on similar
but more powerful earthquake because it caused tsunami last December 26, 2004. Some Achenese people who escaped from the earthquake said that they are afraid to return home. They are traumatized by not only the quake but also the sea rise. In 2004, the villages located on the coast were wiped out by a huge tsunami. There were many people who died and went missing. Almost all the villagers lost relatives and their loved ones, and this left a deep trauma in their minds. The government observed that children and women are the groups most susceptible to post-disaster trauma. Trauma healing is important to reduce panic so that the post-disaster mitigation can work well and comprehensively. Recovery through trauma healing cannot be done only once, as psychological treatment is far more complex than curing the physical trauma. According to the Dictionary of Indonesian Language, trauma is identified as the mental state or abnormal behavior as a result of mental stress or physical injury. Trauma healing is an activity that is done individually or in teams, with specific methods aiming to cure or alleviate the burden that traumatized the person or entity as a result of natural disasters such as floods, landslides, or transportation accidents. Referring to the definition of trauma healing, the government is emphasizing the impact of disasters should not focus only on reconstructing the infrastructure at the post-earthquake. Psychological recovery among the earthquake victims should not be neglected, so as not making them more stressful and depressed. It's time for the government to also rebuild their mental to be ready to accept the earthquake they have experienced, as well as to be spirited in facing the real life. Trauma healing is badly needed, especially for children affected by the earthquake, so that they do not get carried away by traumatic emotion, which brings to depression and stress. Listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listeners, it's nice to meet you again in our daily program Today in History over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. While we begin our program with an event that happened on December 12, 1963 when Kenya gained independence from Great Britain. On 12 December 1962, Kenya gained independence from Great Britain and the day becomes Kenya National Day. Since 8th century, Kenya had become a colony of the Arabs. Portuguese came to Kenya in the 15th century and since 1895, Britain colonized the territory. Since 1950s, Kenyan people began to fight the British colonial led by Jomo Kenyatta. After Kenya acceded to seize its independence, Jomo Kenyatta was chosen as a prime minister and a year later he was installed as a president. In further development, Kenya is hit by war with neighbor country, internal conflict and disaster. This country has abundant crops such as oil, gold, agate and saphir. The next event is that Flores earthquake occurred on December 12, 1992 on the island of Flores in Indonesia. Flores earthquake occurred on December 12, 1992 on the island of Flores in Indonesia. The quake hit at around 5:29 UTC and was followed by several serious aftershocks. At least 2,500 people were killed and missing near Flores, including more than 1,400 at Maumere and 700 on Babi. More than 500 people were injured and 90,000 were left homeless. 19 people were killed and 130 houses were destroyed on Kalaotau. Damage was assessed as exceeding $100 million. Approximately 90% of the buildings were destroyed at Maumere, the hardest hit town by the earthquake and ensuing tsunami, while 50 to 80% of the structures on the Flores were damaged or destroyed. Electricity in the general area and the port of Maumere was shut down. Maumere's hospital was completely destroyed and patients were treated intensely. Damage also occurred in Suba and Alor, Indonesian government sent rescue and relief mission to earthquake-stricken areas and declared the earthquake as a national disaster. And the last event was in 1950s about the day of transmigration. Transferring population from Java Island to the outside Java Island was begun in 1905 by transferring as many as 150 heads of farmers' families from Kedu to Gedong, Tataan, Kresidenan, Lampung. The event was known as a colonization which held for 37 years until the termination of governor colonial in 1942. The people was held colonization program beside in a pot to handle population density and is also intended by the government to seek cheap labor to be employed in the Dutch plantation in the outer. Towards the end of the year 1950, precisely on December 12th, the removal and placement of transmigration took place for the first time. 12 December 1950 was decided as Transmigration Day through Decree of Minister of Transmigration number 264-1984. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, Daily News and Events.
This is our arrival service, Voice of Indonesia with Focus. The theme of today's focus is small and medium enterprises products are expected to be high quality. While listener, Indonesian government keeps pushing small and medium enterprises throughout Indonesia to produce high quality goods which are accepted in the market. Minister of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises Puspa Yoga at the inauguration of Integrated Cooperatives and Micro Small and Medium Enterprise Business Service Center building at the launching of SMS Digital Kampung in Tulung Agung East Chap on Friday, as quoted by Kompas.com, also invited them to demonstrate creativity. This, he said, would provide added value on products while productivity must be increased. Minister Puspa Yoga said that to produce high quality products, small and medium enterprises can take advantage of an integrated business service center. To expand market access, the small and medium enterprises also need to use online marketing or e-commerce. He explained that online marketing has become a necessity unless Indonesia will be left behind. Minister Puspa Yoga also appreciates the presence of a small and medium enterprises Kampung Digital in Tulung Agung appeared to develop the performance of the small and medium enterprises to expand market access. Tulung Agung has potential superior products that can be expanded. Meanwhile, region of Tulung Agung, Sahri Mulyo, as quoted by HarianTerbit.com, explained that the region has some excellent products to penetrate export markets such as products of fossil food, Europe and Australia. Military uniforms, Timor-Leste and Thailand, and various products, marble. Region Sahri also said that the focus of integrated cooperatives and micro and small medium enterprises business service center must correspond to the potential of every region, such as marketing, human resource development, production, and financing. Listener, that was Focus Today, read by Rahmana.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo and his entourage have arrived in Palan Airport, New Delhi, India on Monday. President Joko Widodo and the First Lady Iriana Joko Widodo were welcomed by Indian Chief Protocol Officer and Indonesian Ambassador to India, Rizal Wilmar Indra Kesuma. International Maulid, the birthday of Islamic Prophet Muhammad celebration, is held at Ancol Beach City, North Jakarta on Monday. The activity is initiated by Yayasan Para Kita Bersama held from morning till night. An intelligence analyst, Susan Intias Kertapati, urged the government officials must crack down social organization against Pancasila, which became the license of Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, ISIS, in Indonesia. Bali Hijau Lestari Foundation, YBHLL, and the Asian Green Forest Network Japan, AGFN, held Bali Reforestation Festival 2016 by planting trees in Batu region, Kintamani, Bali. Personnel of the National Police Densus 88 Counter-Terrorism Squad searched a shop belonging to suspected terrorist Nur Solihin on Jalan Semen Romo, Cimahi, Sukoharjo Central, Java on Sunday. A member of Commission 1 of the House of Representatives, DPR Ahmad Zainuddin, wants the government to strengthen diplomacy at the international level related to Indonesia migrant workers and discuss with countries which become the main destinations. As many as 636,466 vehicles left Jakarta on Saturday, December 10, 2016. This was reported by state-owned highway operator company PT Jasa Marga. Sultan Iskandar Muda International Airport will operate for 24 hours in order to guarantee the continuity of the aid sent to earthquake victims in Pidijaya District, Aceh. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder, and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is nice to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to visit East Kalimantan Province. Stay tuned. Listeners, in Bontang, East Kalimantan Province, there is beautiful island, namely Beras Basah. Beras Basah Island is small island which is located at Makassar Strait in East Kalimantan Province. Administratively, this island is under the government of Bontang City, East Kalimantan. This beautiful island becomes destination of diving and snorkeling lovers. Listeners, according to local people, the origin of name of Beras Basah comes from word of beras meaning rice and basah meaning wet. In the past, there was ship of Kutai Sultanate which was sailing on Makassar Strait. The ship brought staple food such as rice. Suddenly, the ship sank and spilled the luggage. Because of the shallow sea, so the luggage of the ship containing most of rice did not sink, but rather appear as a mound. Later, the mound changed to be white sand island-like rice, which is always wet because it is surrounded by sea. Listeners, Beras Basah Island only has around 5 kilometers wide, but the beauty of the island is no doubt anymore. Its sand is white, clean with clear sea water, which is clear and greenish blue. Plus, coconut trees that spread in several places become a comfortable shade to relax. Besides, on this island, there are also gazebos, toilet, and stall. On Beras Basah Island, you can also rent banana boat. Besides playing with banana boat, there are many activities which can be done on Beras Basah Island, such as fishing. For you, if you love the beauty of sea, you can try diving and snorkeling. You can also go down the beach, and if you are lucky, you can find sea animals such as sea urchin, squid, and sea cucumbers. On Beras Basah Island, you can play volleyball because its facility has been provided. is to go to Beras Basah Island, which has a distance around 220 kilometers from the center of Balikpapan City. You can use private car or bus. Then from Bontang, the trip is continued to Bontang Kuala or Tanjung Laut Seaport. From the seaport, you can go by ship to Beras Basah Island with a fee 40,000 rupiah per person, or you can rent one ship which accommodates 10 persons with fee around 400 rupiah until 500 rupiah per ship. If you stay at night on Beras Island, you can rent homestay in Bontang. And please do not forget to bring your own food or beverage. Well, listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Beras Basah Island from East Kalimantan Province. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, and welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we are discussing a topic entitled Meninggalkan Pesan Melalui Telepon, which in English means leaving a message by phone. Stay tuned. Listener, we will begin as we usually do. I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the Indonesian vocabulary twice slowly, after which you can repeat after me. Telepon. Telepon in English, telephone. Bicara. Bicara in English, to speak. Maaf. Maaf. In English, sorry. Mendengar. Mendengar in English, to listen or to hear. Bicara agak keras. Bicara agak keras in English, to speak louder. Dia tidak ada di tempat. Dia tidak ada di tempat. In English, he or she is not here. Rapat. Rapat in English, meeting. Meninggalkan pesan. Meninggalkan pesan in English, to leave a message. Nama saya. Nama saya in English, my name. Nomor telepon. Nomor telepon in English, phone number. Nol. Nol in English, zero. Delapan. Delapan. Eight. Satu. Satu. One. Tujuh. Tujuh. Seven. Lima. Lima. Five. Dua. Dua. Two. Tiga. Tiga. Three. Empat. Empat. Four. Tidak ada. Tidak ada. In English, nothing. Now, we give you an example of conversation entitled Meninggalkan Pesan Melalui Telepon, or in English, leaving a message by phone. The conversation is between A. Dodi and B. Tono. A. Dodi. Hello? In English? Hello? Apakah bisa bicara dengan Pak Dodi? Apakah bisa bicara dengan Pak Dodi? In English? Can I speak to Mr. Dodi? B. Tono. Maaf, saya tidak dapat mendengar suara Anda. Maaf, saya tidak dapat mendengar suara Anda. In English? Sorry, I cannot hear your voice. Tolong bicaranya agak keras sedikit. Tolong bicaranya agak keras sedikit. In English? Speak louder, please. A. Dodi. Apakah Pak Budi ada? Apakah Pak Budi ada? In English? Can I speak to Mr. Budi? B. Tono. Pak Budi sedang tidak ada di tempat. Pak Budi sedang tidak ada di tempat. In English? Mr. Budi is not here. Beliau sedang rapat. Beliau sedang rapat. In English, he is in a meeting. Bisakah Bapak meninggalkan pesan? Bisakah Bapak meninggalkan pesan? In English, could you leave a message? A. Dodi. Nama saya Dodi. Nama saya Dodi. In English, my name is Dodi. Nomor telepon saya 08175522234. Nomor telepon saya 08175522234. In English, my telephone number is 0817 0817 55 2234. Tolong sampaikan ke Pak Budi untuk menelpon saya kembali. Tolong sampaikan ke Pak Budi untuk menelpon saya kembali. In English, please convey to Mr. Budi to call me back. B. Tono. Ada pesan lain, Pak? Ada pesan lain, Pak? In English, are there any messages, sir? A. Dodi. Tidak ada. Tidak ada. In English, nothing. Terima kasih. Terima kasih. In English, thank you.
Listener, that was today's edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. Goodbye.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Hernita, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we'll present Kroncong Song, sung by Bram Aceh. Well, listener, let's listen to the song entitled Hanya Engkau by Bram Aceh. Happy listening.
Hanya engkau untuk menghidupanku. Menerangi keseluruh kalbu. Oh, betapa
Listener, Hanya Engkau is the love and old song. The song lyric tells the presence of beloved one is able to illuminate the heart and the life of a person. The song was dedicated by Bram Titale, or better known Bram Aceh, a singer come from the Rencong land of Aceh. His talent in singing, especially Keroncong genre, made him called as the father of Indonesian Keroncong. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Mawar Sukuntum by Bram Aceh, or
Bram Titale. Happy listening.
Sekuntum bunga or mawar sekuntum. is a parable for the coveted female figure. This song uses parable words. Listener, in 1955, Bram Aceh was chosen as the first winner of the Jakarta Raya Kroncong Contest. The winner of all Kroncong throughout Greater Jakarta in 1980, and he also performed on the national television station TVRI, especially in the event of Hawaiian Senior once a month. Moreover, Bram also frequently appeared on the Aneka Kroncong Show, along with Kita Pusaka Kroncong Music Group, Telerama, and Dari Masa ke Masa Show. Since 1981, Bram Aceh led Hawaiian Group, the group he founded called Anggrek Nusantara, held performances for the public, among other at Pasar Seni or Art Market Ancol, Marina Hotel and Putri Duyung Cottage. Two consecutive years, in 1981-1982, he performed at Tong Tong Night Market in The Hague or Netherlands, organized by the people of Indonesian descent. Bram Aceh brought some talent generations in the Indonesian music industry, such as Harvey Maleholo, Irma June, and Glenn Fredly, his grandsons who became the top Indonesian singers. Bram Aceh died on May the 8th, 2001, in Jakarta due to aging. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs, entitled Telaga Biru and Tanah Airku, sung by Bram Aceh. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Waktu bulan mulai bercahaya, pancarkan sinarnya, berkilauan air di telaga, telaga biru maya. Di tengahnya bambu sejuta menghijau warnanya, gemilang sinarnya di telaga, telaga biru maya. Di waktu malam bulan purnama, terdengar nyanyian surga, bidadari nan bersuka menghibur hati di telaga. Di tengahnya rimbunan suri, telaga bidadari, bunga surga nan mengharumi, telaga biru. Waktu malam bulan purnama, terdengar nyanyian surga, bidadari nan bersukaria menghibur hati di telaga. Di tengahnya rimbunan sungai,
raga bidadari. Bunga surga nan mengharumi raga biru
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Sang yang menunggu sepi. Kau menemani di saat ku sedih. Kau menghibur hati di saat ku pergi. Kau setia menanti. Kau cinta sejati. Cinta sejati. Di saat ku gerah, kau memadamkan.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.